Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 66 degrees right now in Macedonia, today's Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. There are now 16 cases of monkeypox here in Cleveland, two in Lorain County. The virus spreads most commonly through close skin-to-skin contact. In Ohio, there are 45 cases, according to the CDC. Local experts say, though, that people shouldn't panic about monkeypox turning into another pandemic situation. A new Amazon delivery station has launched in Brooklyn. This will create jobs that pay an average starting wage of $18 per hour with a variety of benefits. The new station is on Memphis Avenue. Amazon says that delivery stations help speed up deliveries.
That's what we need. Yeah. They're so behind the times.
Oh, they are.
It takes me forever to get anything
so
from Amazon.
So
I love
speedy.
That's the reason.
I read that and I'm like, oh, that's how they do it.
I order napkins right now at 6:03 in the morning, and they're somehow there at 6:47.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you're right. Thank goodness they have that.
It is
to
amazing.
Speed it up.
I'm glad. I am grateful. I love it.
It is amazing.
It really is. It's amazing. Singer and actor Olivia Newton-John died yesterday morning. According to a Facebook post from her husband, she was surrounded by those she loved most at home when she died. She had been open about her fight against breast cancer for more than 30 years. She was 73 years old. It's 6:03.
Good morning and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is 6:09. It is Tuesday morning, August 9th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Thank goodness those storms came through, because the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
It looks so gorgeous. It was so hot yesterday. My goodness.
It was super hot. You knew something was going to happen.
Yeah,
I know that there was flash floods. I know a buddy of Zoli's, who lives a little bit further east in Menor, they lost power for a little bit. So
no.
I know there was certainly the issues
worst.
Around. But just speaking weather-wise, there has been hot. It has been humid. And I love when it's hot. But that humidity, the last, I don't know, 3-4 days, I mean, you were trying to stay in the AC or get into a pool or whatever you could do to avoid
you literally
that
would get a sweat mustache within, I don't know,
oh,
3 to 5 minutes of being outside.
The sweat stash.
Not good. Worst.
But now a lot different, and the rest of the week really, really nice. Dry and clear today. Temperatures in the low 70s. 72 is a high. This is Gen 2-y weather.
It is perfection.
So humidity takes a dive. We'll see some more temperatures in the 70s and right around 80. But today, high of 72 degrees. So hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. It is Tuesday morning. We are at 6:11. As always, lots to get on the show today. We will certainly get to your first word to win, getting you qualified for those Cleveland National Air Show tickets presented by Discount Drug Mart, which I always think Labor Day weekend is far away, and we're less than a month away already. Kids are back in school in a couple of weeks.
It's crazy.
I mean, like, we are moving along.
Yeah.
Summer is certainly moving along. So your first one, your first word to win is coming up at 8:22. You won Trump 2 yesterday. We'll see if it's back-to-back wins today. We have Cleveland Orchestra Sound of Music tickets up for grabs. That's happening at 7:30. Some Tasty Tuesday things to get to. Please don't swim in Edgewater. I don't.
No.
So we'll get to that.
I can't. Why does this keep happening?
It's the design. And they just, you just
so
hope
we're just
it doesn't.
Good with
you
it? Just, so we're just good with it?
You just hope it doesn't rain. It's just old school system. You hope it doesn't
don't
rain like it did yesterday.
Don't swim in Edgewater.
And if you're going to Edgewater, just stay on the sand.
What's it smell like? Does it smell?
I don't want to know.
It
smells like the Roomba comment that we had yesterday with the smear situation.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I think that it is but water. But really, and you talked about the three things you need to know, really sad news breaking yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, and I saw the alerts coming through that Olivia Newton-John had passed away. She was 73 years old. She, you know, 30 years. She was over 30 years. Fought breast cancer. And, you know, her husband posted on her Facebook page. And so many of us as young girls, and I know for me, I remember roller skating in my basement listening to, you know, whether it was Physical or whether it was listening to the Grease albums or Twist of Fate or all of these wonderful. She was just such an inspiration, I think, to all of us in my age group. And that was only proven yesterday by so many people posting how sad they were to learn about the loss.
We will get to it. Was a big, big impact to a lot of people that listen to our show and listen to this radio station. So we have so many comments to get to, and we will certainly get to those coming up in less than 3 minutes. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim show. Olivia Newton-John passing away. Certainly several comments and shares and everything else. We posted that news. I was at I was doing shopping yesterday, and I had my phone in my pocket, and I had a bajillion texts from you. I looked down. I thought something happened, because I mean we text back and forth about things for the show, you know, most of the day. I mean, that's what we do. It's like, did you see this? Did you see that? And we'll go back and forth. And I looked, it was like, Jen Tui, 9 messages. Like,
was it 9?
What? It was a lot. I'm like, are you okay? What's going on? And obviously this was very, very sad news and clearly breaking news yesterday. And we will play songs from Olivia Newton-John throughout our show.
Yeah, and she passed away. She was 73 and so beloved. You could tell by the celebrities that commented and left posts yesterday. I saw John Travolta and Rick Springfield and all these people. And of course, all of our Jen and Tim show listeners. Elizabeth said, many hours spent playing her albums in my bedroom as a kid and a teenager. Thank you for your music and beautiful voice. Same, Elizabeth. I just loved Olivia Newton-John so much growing up.
Well, you know, if you're of a certain demographic, and you mentioned that earlier, if you're of a certain age,
yeah,
you have the album memorized. You know exactly what the cover of the album looked like.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
like my
course.
Mom had that, and she played that. And I always talk about the Carpenters, like her with that. My mom had those on repeat all the time as a kid. You know, dancing around, and she had the records playing.
Well, and I grew up in the '80s, but I'd have to look. Grease came out in the '70s, I believe.
I think '78, and then Physical 80, somewhere around there. I better look and make sure he didn't write a question.
Well, okay. What I was going to say is, even though Grease, you know, came out in the 70s, it was still, I mean, I love the movie to this day, but watched it growing up a bajillion times, had that album. We used to, and I bet so many people, again, in my demo, in their 40s, we would spend hours, whether it was roller skating in the basement or making up dance routines to all of these songs, like, the, you know, among many others, but a lot of Olivia Newton-John songs, so... And it's just like I was saying earlier, a lot of people commenting, that's what they did growing up, listening in their bedroom. Or I don't know that anybody said roller skating in their basement, but I bet they did.
Just because they didn't say it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. So, yeah, we'll be getting to your comments throughout the show. And you mentioned a lot of celebrities talking about it. What did John Travolta say yesterday when he heard the news? We will get to that next. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim show. We are at 641. We need to get to this.
So I had to take my car in for, you know, just regular oil change yesterday.
A little bit of maintenance. I'm doing that tomorrow.
Oh, twinsies.
Something going on with the brakes. This is when I wish I was handy.
Oh.
I know.
You would want to fix your own brakes? That would make me nervous.
No, that's, well, yes, but that's not where I'm going to begin. I mean, I don't even change my own oil. Like, I don't. My dad never knew how to do it. My grandpa, well, it was a whole thing. So I just go get it done.
Because you are handy. You're just not
fix
car.
Things around. Yeah. But car related, yeah. As far as fluids and things, sure. Basic things, yeah. I can install stereos. It's like, I can do all that, but it's just the maintenance. And one of my buddies is like, well, just try it. Put your own brakes. I said, the car stop.
No, I would
if
never.
You fail.
You can't do that.
Maybe it's not tough. I don't know. You're putting brake pads on. I don't know. I know it's a lot cheaper if you do it yourself.
Yeah,
and
no.
You know what you're doing. But I'm not going to begin with the brakes. Anyway.
No. Yeah, I agree with you. Do not begin with it. I would just never do that. Unless that's your career. Maybe just have someone else do the brakes.
I just don't think that's a
oil
nice
change,
starting
maybe.
Point.
Yeah.
Just not. That's like the high dive. I'm going to go eat low.
Yeah,
low.
Maybe. Right.
Oh, this thing's nice. Then I'll get up to the high
right,
dive.
There
I'm just
you go.
Probably not going to the platform
ease
first.
Ease into it. Right.
Yeah.
I just, again, I don't think you should ever do it at this point. I don't know. Anyway, I had to take my car in for an oil change yesterday. And as I was checking in with the lovely woman, oh my gosh, was it Ashley? I think her name was Ashley. It is now. Thank you, Ashley. She said she doesn't listen to the radio. It doesn't matter. She wasn't listening, but someone else was. Because I said to her,
well, then
I said,
forget about
oh.
Ashley.
I said, no, Ashley was great. My point
Ashley
is,
doesn't listen. Forget about Ashley.
No.
That might not even be your name. I love the takeaway. She doesn't listen, so I don't know her name.
She said,
And we're going to call her Ashley on the Jenny Tim Show.
This is how it goes. So I said to her.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't listen? Okay,
no,
Ashley.
No, no, no,
anyway,
no.
Let's go to this young man.
Let me explain what happened. So I was checking in with her. And she's like, are we just doing an oil change? And I said, yeah. I said, but by the way, when they open the hood, it may look a little bit like someone gnawed on the top of the engine. There were mice in there. Because you remember the whole mice debacle when I had mice in my car.
I forgot about that.
Really?
How
could you forget?
That was impossible to
and
forget
she,
about.
Of course, she was like, oh my God, you had mice in your car. And this woman comes walking out and goes, oh my God, are you Jen Tui? I was like, yes, I am. And she said, I listen to you every morning. You guys crack me up, is what she said. Leanne is
her
name.
I bet you know her name.
Yes,
there
I do.
You go.
Her name is Leanne. She's from New London. And the minute she said New London, I said, oh God, do I not do New London as Star City of the Day? She said she heard it before. I said, I'll make sure
on
it's
this
on the
station.
List. Yeah, I know. But she was so awesome. Leanne, thank you so much for listening to the Jen and Tim Show. But the reason I said that about the other girl, who I think is Ashley, and Leanne, if you're listening, feel free to call in and confirm this. She said, because Leanne said something like, oh, you listen, you know, do you listen to Star 102, the Jen and Tim Show, Jen Tui? And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you're not offended. I don't listen to the radio. That's what Ashley, I think, said.
She doesn't listen to the radio at all. She's more podcaster. What do you think?
I didn't ask.
Let's make things up about Ashley.
I don't know, but we got into the whole like nature thing, and she was running in the metro parks, and a snake ran across, and it freaked her out because we were talking about the mice and all that. So anyway, but lovely crew out there at AutoNation in Westlake,
except for Ashley.
No,
because she doesn't listen.
Leanne, thank you. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you, Leanne.
And
Ashley, give us a good podcast.
God, I hope it's Ashley
or whatever it might be. Okay, thank you. Let's talk about that Edgewater Beach next. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We're at 647. Of course, we're covering Cleveland, so we need to talk about this.
So the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District says, stay out of the water at Edgewater Beach. There was a sewage overflow that happened during the storm last night. The overflow discharged a combination of sewage and stormwater into Lake Erie, exceeding the 25-year capacity of the sewer system. Visitors, particularly children, the elderly, and those in ill health are advised to avoid contact with the water and woody debris. So, like, don't touch wood planks. I don't know.
I think it's pretty much everybody. It should not be just children and
correct.
The elderly or anybody. I think we're
right.
all susceptible to
right.
sewer swimming. I'm not a huge fan.
Right.
Huge fan of that. Swimming around in sewer water is just, like, that's definitely not bucket list for me. So this is by design, right? This happens, and it doesn't happen often. I think you mentioned a year ago, maybe to the day that it happens. But if there is a massive storm, and we got a lot of rain yesterday, to be fair. A lot of rain in certain areas, a lot of rain. We got a lot of rain in Menor. Did you get a lot of rain in Westlake?
We got a ton of rain. A lot of lightning, thunder, all that.
It rained yesterday. This is not unusual activity in Northeast Ohio. But when it is a lot of it, this is what happened. It goes then into the lake, and then we're going to have a story tomorrow that it's fine to swim there.
That's the weird
thing. I can never
thing.
Get a ruling on this. That's an old design. We get that.
What do you mean it's by design? Like the sewage is supposed to go into the water?
I think that was the design years and years ago,
no.
thinking that it would never happen, and then it
no.
does happen. I remember I've been reading a lot about this because it happens often enough. I just don't – it's not like an oops that, uh-oh, this
Wait.
Happened. This happened. If there's an overflow, I think there's a nice good old Lake Erie flap that the stuff just shoots out of there and ends up in Edgewater.
So the overflow is on purpose.
If you read the design, and it's an old design, a lot of the – I mean –
25-year. It says it's a 25-year capacity of the sewer system. 25 years.
That's what you will read, and we talk about it during the winter months where I said, hey, and jokingly, even though it's really not funny, have a drink every time we talk about a water main break. It's an old system.
Right,
it's
right.
an old system. There's water main breaks all over the place, and we talk about it. It's not daily, but weekly, every other week, whatever it might be during the winter months when it's freezing cold outside, boom, water main break somewhere in downtown. And this is the same deal. Every time that it rains and it's you get a nice Cleveland rinse. That's what happens.
Don't say Cleveland rinse.
It's
that's
the Cleveland
so
rinse.
That's disgusting.
That's the shirt that I would buy from GV Artwork or Cleveland Clothing.
I would never buy that.
Cleveland rinse and it's just
no.
water shooting out to Lake Erie.
It's not water.
The elderly and the kids are on the beach hiding away from it. Now that's a design I can get down with. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show. It is 7:10 Tuesday morning. Going to be a beautiful day today after those storms rolled through last night. We're going to see temperatures in the low 70s as a high today. It rebounds a little bit tomorrow, but the humidity takes a dive a little bit closer to 80 degrees. So hopefully the rest of your Monday was a good one. Coming up on the Jen and Tim Show, we have a round of Trump Tui on the way at 7:20 for those tickets to the Cleveland Orchestra Sound of Music, performed live Saturday, September 3rd at Blossom Music Center. Hopefully we won't ask for a lyric from one of the songs like yesterday.
That was brutal.
That was a bit of a struggle. So
yes, it was.
I don't know. No spoiler alert there, but we'll see which five questions are asked here in about 20 minutes or so. And your first word to win on the way at 8:22. Emily Taylor sends us a message, and she says, "Hey, by the way, I'm from New London. We talked about New London not too long ago. And as well as Luann, and she said, New London is a little town in the middle of nowhere that Matt would use for the stars of the day."
That's because I said Leanne from Ford Auto Nation in Westlake said she listened to the show, and that's where she's from. So, New London, a Matt Star City special.
Uh-oh. I don't know where it's at.
What?
I thought it might be a Tasty Tuesday. It is a Tasteless Tuesday. I'm telling you. Details in 2 minutes. Star 102 plays more music while you work. It is the Jen and Tim Show. I don't know what happened to the Blueberry Kit Kat, but it was removed from the studio. That was going to be
And when you say removed, you're being nice. So we have shelves in here, and you placed it on the top shelf. Labeled Jen and Tim.
Correct.
Did you? Because you know you got to hide things in here.
I know. You're gonna. I know this is gonna be partially you yelling at me, and it's
well deserved.
Not
yelling at you, but like you can't just set something on the shelf like that, which is first of all ridiculous. We are all adults in the workplace, and the fact that somebody thought they could just take the Kit Kat and eat it, and it was what flavor again? Blueberry.
Remember, I got it when I was in Hershey.
Yeah,
because we went to Hershey, family trip to Hershey.
I do.
Something they do every year. Every other year was, you know, we wanted to continue this tradition. And I thought to myself, we have been tagged in Blueberry Kit Kats. They're super tough to find, but it is a limited edition situation. And I never saw them anywhere. And I go to Hershey and I think to myself, oh, there it is. Let's grab one. And I did put it on the shelf. To be fair, we do have lockers that I never use that I could have put that in, which I thought for sure you're going to
do. A locker with a key that you could lock it in.
Well, you know,
why didn't you give that to me? I would have put it in my locker. We didn't even do that. Why did I? Yeah, why did we trust you with that?
You shouldn't. First of all, that was a bad design.
Seriously, though, what adult in a workplace sees a Blueberry Kit Kat sitting on a shelf like that and is like, oh, this is free for all. I can just eat this.
Anybody from the fan.
I didn't say it.
Well, you asked too much.
I don't disagree.
It could be from other radio stations here too. I just was throwing out. I don't have any idea. It could have mysteriously fallen into the trash can. I don't know what happened.
I don't think it mysteriously fell into the trash can. Did you ask producer Matt? Maybe he ate it.
He didn't eat it.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Matt wouldn't do that. He knows that on a Tasty Tuesday we would give him some.
But
of that.
Like, I wouldn't be upset if Matt ate it. Like, I feel like he has some ownership.
No,
to
I would
it.
Still be upset if Matt.
But
ate
not
my
in the
candy,
same
but...
way. Like, at least like he would. He's part of the Jen and Tim Show. It's not like
I don't know. I don't know. I'm serious. I was just kidding about that. I don't know who. I don't know where it's at. But that was on deck for Tasty Tuesday. I was waiting for after vacation.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll bring it up. We've been tagged about this because that's really how everything starts on a Tasty Tuesday. I think it started with all the pumpkin weirdness from, 5 years ago, whatever it was. We kept getting tagged in all these different items, which is great. You see something that you have tried that's great. If it's a recipe, if it's something on a shelf, if it's, I don't know, peanut gelatin, the circus peanut gelatin, which is
the
heaven
yeah.
of the tongue.
Oh, no,
so,
it's not.
Or anything else, you see something. That's where the Tasty Tuesday began. But that is not.
No Blueberry Kit Kat.
That didn't happen. But I did try something a little different today. Went a little rogue.
Okay.
A little rogue. I need a ruling on this in 5 minutes. Star 102 plays more music while you work. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It is the Jen and Tim Show. We're at 7:27, just a couple minutes away from a round of Trump Tui. I went caramel and pumpkin in the hot coffee today. It was a suggestion yesterday. Said some people have been doing the caramel and pumpkin. You weren't here last week. Pumpkin is in a lot of locations already available, even though it hasn't already launched. I don't believe it's launched.
Wait,
it's
like you're getting
launched.
A Dunkin' pumpkin spice latte? Oh, you're getting pumpkin in your coffee, like a dash of pumpkin. Still too hot for that. Well, maybe today is okay, but like yesterday. Ooh.
No, I get it. And I'm just, once again, it was one of those where I talk about all the time. I go there right before the show, head to the Halle building. That's great. But yesterday, one of the ladies said, hey, people have been trying the, because it's four pumps into a large
coffee. How do you like the pumpkin caramel mix?
I'm okay with it. I tried it. It seems to be a newer thing. I'm okay with it.
I think I would like them. I love caramel. I love pumpkin. Same. I would like them separate.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It is
I
fine.
I need to smell your coffee now to get the vibe of it.
Is no, because weird? You're an aggressive smeller, as in your nose goes in. Your
no,
nose goes in
go
the
in.
Cup.
It is not going in the cup. First of all, there's like a tiny little sliver. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you're taking the lid off. That's all I'm
you
saying.
You can get a scent out of this. Little,
you're right. Okay, let me be careful.
Hyphen.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I would want to do them separate.
Just for the record.
Because I feel like the
her
pumpkin
nose went into the cup.
Did it really?
Just like I said,
you know how I know you're right? I have a little bit of liquid on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you talked
right.
about the sweat
you
stash yesterday
lie.
Because of the humidity.
Yes.
Now you've got a little.
Now I've got a pumpkin caramel stash.
Okay. So there you go.
Thank you, Tim.
So I was just, you know, once again, if you're thinking about trying something, there you go. Maybe you love it. Maybe it's your thing. I tried it.
Pumpkin smells good, though. Like, I feel like you could smell the tones of the pumpkin separately.
Whoa, breaking it down. The pumpkin
undernotes. What do
the
they
coffee.
Say? What do they say with wines? Like the tannins and the what's like the undernotes or whatever?
I don't know. In men we drink Busch Light and there's no tones. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
What are you talking about?
You
why
know,
what
they
did you
say?
Say?
The wine. There's like
we don't,
like the
we
top,
don't decant
oh, the
PBR.
Notes. The top notes. And then the it can't be called the bottom notes.
I can't
believe
that you're still okay. going. This is like Matt anyway. With French. You just keep going.
I heard about that. Okay, I'm going to stop. Let's talk about the three
we'll
things
talk,
you need
we'll
to know
We'll talk
today.
More about wine coming up at 8 o'clock.
No, we will not. We yeah, won't. We know will. Nothing about it, just
look
if it
that.
Tastes good. That's
nice
it.
Nice mimosa in the morning
that's
on the
it.
Dan and Tim Show. Okay. Coming up next, three things you need to know.
Sewage overflow into Lake Erie. That's why you can't swim at Edgewater today. We got details next. It's 66 degrees in Macedonia. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know this morning. The Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District advising people to stay out of the water at Edgewater Beach. There was a sewage overflow that happened during the storm last night. That means sewage and stormwater was discharged in combination into Lake Erie. Visitors, particularly children, the elderly, and those in ill health are advised to avoid contact with the water and woody debris.
Don't. I think that's got to be the last time we talk about that.
It's
I'm
right.
trying to drink my coffee back here.
You're right.
Talking about.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
You know, the Cleveland rinse. Once again, you
quit
need.
Quit calling it that.
The great.
So gross.
Cleveland rinse. You wouldn't buy a shirt that says the Cleveland rinse.
No, I would not. No, I would not. It's referencing fecal.
Right
you know?
In the water.
No. Mm-mm. Okay.
Elderly and kids on
okay.
the beach.
No.
No! The great Cleveland rinse.
I wish.
Tell me that's not a great shirt. That would be a high selling shirt.
It's funny when you act like the elderly panicking over the
well,
sewage shooting.
Got to stay
them.
Out of the water. We got to
okay.
take care of
all
our
right.
elderly.
A new Amazon delivery station.
Does it turn into like really really like? Never mind. I'm not gonna. I almost.
I think
I'm,
we're
I'm
just
done
with that. We're
Forget
done.
It.
Okay. New Amazon delivery station launched in Brooklyn, creating jobs that pay $18 an hour, have a variety of benefits. It's on Memphis Avenue. And singer and actor Olivia Newton-John died yesterday morning. According to a Facebook post from her husband, she was surrounded by those she loved the most at home when she died. She'd been open about her fight against breast cancer for more than 30 years and was 73 years old. It's 7:32.
Ooh, classic Jeff said that he has Busch Light Apple.
What's that? Ooh, I would like that.
Said he's going to bring it over this weekend. Busch Light Apple?
Did he try it yet? Or it's new? Did he say if he tried it? You're going to text him?
I said
I've
never had
it.
Good.
His number.
He said he'll bring it up. Yeah, that's right. You got his number.
I do. Hey, classic Jeff. I'll text you. I like saying that because I know it annoys you.
That's it. I'm going to text Nate about our shoes.
No. Don't.
Hold on. I'll tell you what's up for grabs here in a second as soon as I text Nate.
Stop texting Nate. He's busy. You don't need to text him.
All right. Send. Four pack of lawn tickets to the Cleveland Orchestra Sound of Music performed live Saturday, September 3rd, 7 p.m. Blossom Music Center. Tickets are available at clevelandorchestra.com. Let's go call number 9 at 216-578-1021. Let's see if you can trump Tui next. You didn't take my blueberry Kit Kat.
No, I mean, I know I'm a suspect because I'm thick, but honestly, I forgot about the candy bar. I'm like a
Nobody
husky big
said
guy.
You're a suspect because you're thick.
Well, I mean, if there's anyone that's going to eat candy around here, it's going to be Tim or me. So
darn right. Fist bump.
I forgot that we had that, honestly. So that's why
remember
it couldn't
when you,
be me.
Remember when you said hunky and Jen called me chunky?
No.
Shay is. Yes, you can't. What are you going to come
did.
Back from?
You said, did you mean chunky? You
yeah.
did say that.
Shay is in Willoughby. Hey, Shay, how are you?
It didn't come out right.
I am good. I just dropped my daughter off at the.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Here, and I'm on my way to work.
Oh, there you go. Busy morning. All right. Well, you were today's contestant for a round of Trump Tui on the Jen and Chunky show. So why don't we go ahead? We need.
I want to be very clear that Tim is not chunky in any way, shape, or form.
I love when they the
Nor
pictures.
Nor do I think he is.
Like the pictures when I'm in Westlake, when I was cutting that ribbon, people are just shocked that I'm at 473 pounds.
You make it sound
They're
like.
They're just blown away. Like, wow, you're actually relatively trim. Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I know, because Jen paints this horrible picture.
I do All right. not.
Shay, let's begin.
You twist my words.
You should no, I play the promo
you,
back?
I mean,
you
literally,
me chunky.
You did right, say chunky, Jen.
No, I right, said, Shay. Did you mean chunky? I didn't say you are chunky.
Ask Jen to leave the room. Please ask Jen to leave the room.
Okay, Jennifer, can you please leave the room?
Yes, happily. Good luck to you, Shay.
All right.
See you, Chunky.
All right. Just call me Chunk for short.
Wake up and win with Jen and Chunky.
Chunk. Yeah, we got to think of something else. Yeah, absolutely. All right, five questions. Jen's out of the room. Producer Matt keeping track of the score. We begin with question number one, Cleveland Wing Week, kicking off next month. Local restaurant's going to offer 6 wings for $7. Which one of these restaurants is known for its wings? Is it BW3's, McDonald's, or Subway?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Question number two, recent reports claim Elton John recorded a song with Britney Spears, and now Elton has confirmed it. The singer announced on social media the new tune, Hold Me Closer, which is said to be a remake of his classic tune, Tiny Dancer. I also saw reports it might be dropping Friday.
Did I saw that, too.
Okay. That was like breaking news overnight. So Elton John was just in Cleveland as part of his final tour and performed at which venue? All right, question number three. Olivia Newton-John, sad news yesterday, and we've talked about it quite a bit on the Jen and Tim show. Olivia Newton-John passed away at the age of 73 years old. Olivia Newton-John, well, you know, one of her claims to fame, if you will, obviously starred in Grease. Our question to you, which came first? Was it Grease the movie or Grease the musical?
Musical.
Question number four, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has declared today honorary Dolly Parton Day here in Ohio. So happy Dolly Parton Day. Which one of these is a region at Dollywood?
Oh, we're looking for not. That's my bad.
Oh, okay. Which one of these is not a region at Dollywood? Once again, is not a region at Dollywood. Jukebox Junction, Rivertown Junction, or Imagination Junction?
So my daughter has the Imagination book, so I'm going to think that's it. So I'm going to say that the first one.
All right. Jukebox Junction was the first one?
Oh, that one, yes.
Okay, all right, Shay, we'll go ahead with that one, and we'll go move to question number five. The Cleveland Guardians, well, they have made a very difficult roster move. Mustard has 0 wins. How does that happen this season, by the way? 50 Sugardale hot dog races, hasn't won any of them, so he's been sent down to the Lake County Captains. What is the name of the mascot of your Lake County Captains?
Oh, he's a furry purple guy.
Grimace?
I'm kidding. Oh, I kind of wish that, honestly.
That would be great. Furry guy. The name of the mascot for the Lake County Captains.
I'm going to just say Brad Peterson. I don't know.
Ooh, furry Brad Peterson. Jen Tui joins us next. All right, Jen Tui back in the room. Shay of Willoughby is today's contestant. Producer Matt, keeping track of the score. How'd she do?
Shay got 2.
Oh,
all right, Shay.
2 correct today. All right. Asking the same 5 questions we asked Shay just a minute ago when you were out of the room. Producer Matt continues to keep track of the score. Your record, 1,394 victories and 275 losses. And we begin with question number one. We begin with Cleveland Wing Week. Kicking off next month, local restaurants offer 6 wings for $7, which unfortunately is a deal.
Right.
Which one of these restaurants is known for its wings? Is it BW3's, McDonald's, or Subway?
BW3.
Ooh. Saucy. Question number 2. Recent reports claim Elton John recorded a song with Britney Spears, and now Elton has confirmed it. The singer announced on social media the new tune, Hold Me Closer, which is said to be a remake of the classic tune, Tiny Dancer. Elton John was just in Cleveland as part of his final tour and performed in which venue?
Progressive Field.
It was Progressive Field. Rumors, by the way, that drops Friday. We were just talking about that.
Ooh,
when you're out of the room.
Exciting.
If so, we will have that for you. Question number 3. Sad news. Olivia Newton-John passing away at the age of 73 years old. We'll certainly get to more of your comments throughout our show. Known for so many different things. Obviously starred in Grease as well. Which came first? Was it Grease the movie or Grease the musical?
Grease the musical.
Jen, that's correct. 1971, Grease the movie, 1978. Question number 4. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has declared today honorary Dolly Parton Day here in Ohio. Which one of these is not a region at Dollywood?
Ooh. I was there once as a kid.
Were you?
Oh. I was. Yeah.
Good time?
Sure. Certainly don't remember the regions, so let's see. Let's give it a good old guess.
Jukebox Junction,
mm-hmm.
Rivertown Junction,
mm-hmm.
or Imagination Junction?
Imagination Junction.
It's called Adventures in Imagination.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I remember.
Good. You had plenty of those imaginations back then.
I sure did.
Back then? Mm-hmm. Careful.
What, she visited as a child?
Well, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Question number Question number five. Cleveland Guardians. They've made a difficult roster move. Mustard, zero wins this season. The first 50 Sugardale hot dog Reese's. So he sent down to the Lake County Captains.
Nah, geez.
What's the name of the mascot of your Lake County Captains?
Oh, that is... that is...
I'm a little afraid.
It is Captain Homer.
Captain what?
Homer.
Like isn't a, that the like guy from, run, the, from like the, a home run. The book? Oh, I was thinking like the what's no, the one with the whale?
No.
And the
no, like a home run, like a Homer. Like a Homer. Captain Slide into the base.
I'm going to guess there is no such thing as Captain Homer, but I'm going to Google that.
What is it?
Skipper.
Oh, wow. Skipper. It's not a
close,
captain.
Close.
Right.
What would be the attire of Captain Homer?
I don't know.
Is there a cape involved?
Probably.
Final totals.
Shay with two, Jim with four.
Oh.
Sorry, Shay.
Man.
It's okay.
All right, Shay of Willoughby, you know what you need to say.
I am Shay from Willoughby, and I did not Trump Tui.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.